Uncle Herman doing charades in your living room, family. But don't let that be the height of this holiday's entertainment, because now you can get an amazing deal on Xfinity TV and internet. Not only does Xfinity deliver the most reliable internet, but it's also America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. Plus, Xfinity lets you find all your favorites, including on Netflix and, coming soon, Amazon Prime Video, just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. Now you can have entertainment the whole family will enjoy this season. It's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity TV and internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement and HBO included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After premium promo and agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't writing nothing.
I ain't letting him write.
He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I ain't getting no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up because you know where there's rubble and dust. Cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better.
Friday.
Especially if you belong to a Power Five conference and you have all the privileges that they go with it. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm playing hurt today, Jeffrey. You know how they say
are you hurt or injured?
What's the difference?
Injured would be what a high school coach would say you can't play. Hurt means you're in pain.
I'm more hurt than injured. I can play. Well, I'm, by definition, here I am.
Well, nah, you're a warrior.
Don't say that. I am the last thing, the furthest thing from being a warrior. Mm. One thing I've never been described as as a warrior. What percent of car accidents happen within however miles from your home? Like, don't they say that?
Like 75% in that. Right. Like
whatever. So my,
I've never known whether or not that's true. But
and then I don't know what the deal is about, like, household accidents and whatever, right? Like, I mean, obviously all the household accidents happen in your household, but I literally slipped on the bathroom mat. It slid out from under my feet.
That's why you got to go. What kind of mat do you have?
I don't know. And then I landed with my back on the toilet, slamming it on ice. I think
that's just terrible luck.
I may be playing with broken ribs right now. No, it's my back, so it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be my ribs. It wouldn't all even went through. That would not be.
Well, it could be the back of your rib cage, right?
It could be the back of my rib. Yeah, I'm in excruciating pain because of a terrible bathroom accident. Listen, which doesn't sound exactly right.
Listen, but, I'm not even a judge, but I do have one follow-up. Why is your toilet in slipping and falling range of your shower? That's poor design.
It's not a large bath. It's not a large bathroom. The toilet's, you walk in, the toilet's to the left, and the bathtub and the shower is right in front of you.
Sounds like a pretty big design flaw to me.
And it was It just makes me feel like I may be getting old. That's the kind of thing. I'm going to need one of those, you know, slip and fall things where I can buzz you.
Jeffrey, buzzer.
I'm going to buzz Jeffrey if I can't get up at some point. So I'm playing it. I'm excruciating pain today, but I'm going to soldier through it.
Sore back and ribs are the worst because it affects everything. Like, anytime you breathe, it's painful. Anytime you, like, turn,
mostly
even.
I just feel inept, honestly. that's really.
Bruce Pride?
Yeah, exactly right. So, we got a whole bunch of stuff to get to. Jason Smith is going to come rolling in here in the next segment. We'll talk to Jason, Chris Harrington, of course, at 10 o'clock. The Grizzlies have a game tonight against the Pelicans. Got some interesting stats about. How after 25 games, if you are in playoff position, how likely you are to stay in playoff position in the NBA?
A very pertinent question,
which we will discuss at some point. Also, the Mike Conley All-Star stuff. Mike Conley has come out and basically said, "I'm sick of not making the All-Star team."
I was going to say, does it seem to you that this year? There seems to be more of a national narrative that it's somewhat, I don't know if injustice is the right word, but
no, there is a sympathetic
sentiment, like a movement,
wellspring of sympathy for Mike Conley that I believe will get him into the All-Star game this year. If you there are six guards, right? And if you look at the roster right now, you're going to have, even though Steph and Russ haven't been injured variously at various times, they'll obviously make it, right? And so then you got James Harden, and then you got Damian Lillard, and they're definitely going to make it, okay? And then after that, I think it's, if you just go by scoring numbers, for example.
Correct.
It's Devin Booker. It's DeMar DeRozan, both of whom, DeMar DeRozan scoring 24 points a game, Devin Booker scoring 23 points a game, CJ McCollum, 21 points a game, and then Mike Conley, 21 points a game, basically. And so the question is, does he make it over, and then Klay Thompson's in there too. So Klay is at 22 points a game, 22.7 points a game. I think Klay makes it, right?
Seems likely.
And then I think there's one more slot. Now, DeMar DeRozan's having a very good year, and all those guys are having good years, right? But DeMar DeRozan, they're playing for teams that are not as good as the Grizzlies,
mm-hmm.
and
they don't have the impact.
And that's the other thing. We clearly see it's more vividly demonstrated than ever the impact of Mike Conley. Last year they were a lottery team without him. This year they are a playoff team with him. So. The load that he is carrying is heavier than ever, and the impact that he has on the team is more vivid than ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. There's this. It's not a lifetime achievement award because he's clearly achieving this year as well, but I think this is the year the coach has put him in. Plus, one of those guys could pull out for injury or whatever else. In addition, right? So there could be another slot. If I were betting one way or another, I would bet that this year he makes it. But I will talk to Chris Harrington about that, among other things. So, but we do have a lot to get to here in the first segment, including the continuing shafting of the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Henderson last night. Did not win the Doak Walker Award.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin did. Jonathan Taylor has 80 more yards than Daryl Henderson. Daryl Henderson has 1,909, and Jonathan Taylor has 1,989. So he has 80 more yards. He has 80 more yards, but he also has 66 more carries. The yards per carry,
mm-hmm.
8.9 to 7.1.
Okay.
Not close. And the all-purpose yards, mm-hmm. receiving yards and all-purpose yards, not close either. I mean, it totals up to 2204 for Daryl Henderson and 2049 for Jonathan Taylor. But one, and I really think this is what it comes down to, is one of them plays in the Big Ten and one of them plays in the American Athletic Conference. And I think, I really do, I think that it is.
Which begs the question, should the Big Ten West be considered the Big Ten?
Well, also, honestly, if we dismiss quarterbacks as being system quarterbacks,
yeah,
which we do all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
Like,
whoever's playing for Mike Leach.
Yeah, it's not going to, they're going to put up big numbers.
Yes.
They don't even have to be great because they're playing for Mike Leach.
Yes.
Right? If there is such a thing as a system running back, it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They plug someone in there. They have these enormous offensive linemen in
front
of you.
It's my theory. If you need offensive line help in the NFL, just take whoever's Wisconsin's left tackle was, just take him because they don't bust.
And then probably turn him into a right tackle.
Exactly.
Yeah, or a guard.
Exactly.
Don't play him at left tackle.
Right. Just,
you might not want to get your left tackle from Wisconsin,
right,
but any other position on the line you can get from Wisconsin.
Yes, and it's going to work out fine.
It's going to work out fine. Don't take the running back.
No!
Like, who are Lou the Doak Walker Award winners from Wisconsin? And what they, let's look at the measure of them. Maybe I'll turn out to be wrong. I'm sure one is Ron Dayne. He was a bust.
So Monty Ball.
He didn't do anything.
More or less, not really.
Not,
I mean,
really.
He's more or less a bust. And then Ron Dayne.
There's more. This is their fourth. There's one other.
I guess I can't read. All right. So you've got Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon's good.
Right.
So we got, so far, one for four.
One for three. That's what you do. You run behind those massive human beings, milk drinking, cheese eating, whatever. And you're going to get yards, and because that's what they do. There's nothing particularly distinguished about it. It's just what you do if you're a Wisconsin running back. And but there's a heavy bias against anyone who is outside of the Power Five, and that is absolutely true. It's absolutely true in the playoff system, of course, where it's not just a bias; it's complete exclusion, and it is also true. We see last night in the handing out of awards. In the meantime, from the tone deaf department, Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, just the dumbest kind. Like, you can, I'm trying to think what you should say when you're asked about UCF,
mm-hmm.
But you should not say what he said.
Okay.
What he said, asked about UCF, he said they should look inward, is what he said. They should really look inward. And then he compared it to the year when the SEC placed only three teams in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He said we weren't living up to our expectations. Rather than point to the selection committee, other people,
mm-hmm.
we looked inward,
mm-hmm.
and said, how do we adjust to the circumstances around us?
Mm-hmm.
I would observe that's the challenge for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dumbest thing you can, because the
SEC, 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 SEC.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. The problem is not what UCF, and I don't like UCF.
I did
UCF.
Like going philosophical.
It is not, there's nothing that they
perhaps
can do.
Perhaps we should look inward. What, is the next step meditate?
What can they do inwardly to change the fact that the system 100% prevents them from getting into the Final Four? What manner of inward contemplation,
mm-hmm.
will get them into the Final Four?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Well,
whereas there's,
that doesn't
SEC
stop them from looking in the mirror.
If there's a slippery bath mat, it should. But yes, but no. It's.
I do like Slive knowing that the system benefits him.
It wasn't. Ghost of
Sankey.
Mike Slive.
Sorry,
be honest.
Sankey.
It was being inhabited.
Sorry.
By Mike Slive.
I do like Sankey knowing that the system works for him and telling someone that the system doesn't work for. Well, it's just you, man.
Yeah. To look inward.
Yeah. Look in the mirror, dude.
Yeah. It's like someone who inherited all their money, right?
I worked so hard. It's Bradley. It's Brad Calipari. Given, not earned, or whatever. Earned, not given.
Earned, not given.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's looking at someone who grew up in the hardest part of town and whatever, and had
you should have studied harder.
Had one, a single parent and went to a hideous school and whatever, and says, "Hey, ma'am, just look inward." But even there, at least that is possible for that. It is literally impossible. We've seen it. They've won 25 straight games. What do you look inward and do what? When they can win 100 straight games and they will not get into the playoff. There's nothing that inward looking introspection will do for them.
Sounds like a challenge.
It is just the
how many
most
in a row can they win?
Tone deaf insanity on the part of smug, dismissive, and wrong. So there's that. I was going to say speaking of, but I'm not going to, because I don't have the antipathy to Hugh Freeze that you do. But Hugh Freeze has accepted the job.
Antipathy is a strong word. I have context with Hugh Freeze.
No, but it produces antipathy.
No, it produces understanding that goes against the narrative that he spends about himself.
Yeah, right.
And so far, I was proven right about this entire coaching search.
My point is I am not as down on Hugh Freeze as you are. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's just true. And so I'm not going to say whatever I was just saying about Greg Sankey. But anyway, Hugh Freeze got the new gig at Liberty.
Excuse me, I have to go and vomit.
And it's
perfect.
It's a little perfect.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, like I said, I have, I do not have any particular, he's always been fine to me. I like him just fine. And I do recognize that under Hugh Freeze, Ole Miss,
went to the first Sugar Bowl, or I'm sorry, the second
beat
Sugar Bowl.
Alabama
mm-hmm.
twice.
Yep.
And went to what?
The second Sugar Bowl since World War II ended that did not include a top 10 team.
Okay. And went to the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Outback Bowl played in New Orleans.
And went to the Sugar Bowl. Went to the Sugar Bowl mm-hmm. and beat Alabama twice, and there was great excitement, and it was fun being an Ole Miss fan. You can't deny that.
No, absolutely,
it was fun being an Ole Miss fan when Hugh Freeze was at his zenith. There.
Absolutely, even though you're losing to Memphis,
but he had some troubles, and now he's been hired by Liberty, which I think says a few things. Your contention has been that all of the SEC offensive coordinator rumors
mm-hmm.
are not based in reality, but
exactly.
are based in Hugh Freeze wanting those stories out there.
Yes. All of them came from friendly media members.
Who'd they come from?
Chris Lowe was a big proponent of it. A lot of them were originally out of Oxford, a few of them. And every single one of them involved a head coach that was a Jimmy Sexton client.
Well, in fairness, Jimmy can plant people, can make
sure.
those things happen. So
100%.
It's more likely, that could either mean... But very clear, let's be honest, the proof's in the pudding. If he'd been offered one of those jobs, he would have taken one of those jobs over being the head coach of Liberty.
Yes, 100%.
So we know he was not offered one of those jobs.
Yes.
That's fair to say, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it completely obvious to you that,
yes,
that an SEC coordinator's job is better than the Liberty
yes.
head coaching job?
100%.
Who have been the Liberty head coaches before? Has anyone gone on from being the head coach at Liberty to anything?
Turner Gill just went 6-6 and had to retire. They also have, you know, the athletic director is there now at Liberty. McCall, the guy that was at Baylor under the Art Briles regime.
What's weird about it is...
Everything?
So, well, what's weird about it is what is weird about... It's just weird that this profoundly Christian school hires this profoundly...
outwardly Christian human being?
Tarred. Well, I'm not... Forget that. That part isn't weird. The fact that they hired someone who tweets Bible verses mm-hmm. is not weird.
Okay.
The part that's weird is that they hired someone who calls escorts.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just one phone call.
It does actually mirror
Hugh.
the politics of the day a little bit. Because one of the weird things is yep. like, who is the least, whatever you think of our yes. current president, who, can you imagine a president who is less representative of what an evangelical Christian would hold himself up to be than Donald Trump?
Not within reason. A philandering, womanizing,
crude, vulgar,
rich, not appear to be.
It's all about winning as opposed to like, right,
but like, and has no, not is, charitable. Like,
well, he's also not particularly devout.
Yes,
like, is there any sense that he's devout at all? Like, that
other than him saying he's a Christian, no.
So it's the least likely. It's sort of the least likely pairing there. Why they would choose Donald Trump to fly the flag for them. And it's the same thing here, is that at least here, I do believe Hugh Freeze is, I mean, he has a long history of being devout and of tweeting Bible verses and of he at least, he didn't just become a outward Christian to get the job at Liberty. He yes. didn't even want the job at Liberty.
He didn't
right?
even know. I guarantee he didn't even know that Liberty was right. an FBS school
so
for years.
He didn't, none of this was in order to get the gig. Like, he is who he is well before Liberty.
Sure.
But it is true, given his fairly tawdry history, it's just sort of weird. Well, or as you would say, perfect.
No, it's perfect. It's like, I remember,
and the AD is the same thing.
Yes,
I remember an AD who's basically who's presided over a campus where there's a rape culture among the football program.
My favorite, like the best moment for the coaching carousel this year for me was seeing the announcement that Turner Gill has retired from Liberty, and my first thought was, wouldn't it be great? Thinking it was like a joke to myself, wouldn't it be great if they hired Hugh Freeze? And then, lo and behold,
that's how it worked.
They hired Hugh Freeze. Never forget his first public appearance after being disgraced. Excuse me, after having one phone call. This would be Hugh's side. A phone call that caused trouble for his marriage and trouble for him in the workplace.
Uh huh.
His first public appearance was at Liberty, in which they paid him to speak.
Well, he'll be very popular at Liberty.
Absolutely,
he will be very popular at Liberty, and. And in a sense, there's I believe in second chances and redemption and all those
sure.
things. I mean, there's that story of redemption and second chances and all of that, which I keenly,
I would also like on keenly, redemption keenly and second chances. In. I would like for someone to maybe show remorse and attempt to change.
Has he not done shown any remorse?
Not really. If you've noticed every,
I'm sensing antipathy. I am definitely sensing antipathy.
If you've noticed everything he has said publicly. Everything he has said publicly since being fired, everything publicly has always been some type of, I did a couple of things wrong. He never takes ownership. He's the quintessential hold everyone accountable except me. I don't have to be accountable. You do.
Right. Okay. And then finally, in our opening segment, mm-hmm. I would like to address one Derrick Henry and also...
Holy cow.
His cowardly opposition. To me, Derrick Henry was striking. What was more striking, and I don't mean to be, first of all, weirdly enough, like what he did last night was unbelievable.
Sure.
Right?
Yes. Franchise record, 4 touchdowns.
Would you
and
want
I would
him
guess...
to be your starting running back? Not really.
No, because he's not been consistent in his career.
No, I wouldn't, like, as great as that was. I don't, like, if right now you could tell me that Derrick Henry would be the starting running back for the Buffalo Bills next year, if they gave up a third-round pick or something, I'd say, nah,
I'll do something else. If I were a Titans fan, last night would have been more frustrating to me than anything. Because, you know, like, that's always been the whole idea, you know, the whole narrative around Henry is he's capable of being an elite running back, being one of the top 10 running backs.
Right.
And he's just not consistent.
To me, it's like saying, it's Jake saying, it's not exactly. It would be like, I don't know, it'd be like Ryan Tannehill having a great
yes.
night.
Yes. Yeah. You know? And you're like, why can't you do this all the time?
And so, but it was still unbelievably impressive. Like the Tony Dorsett 99 yard run was, which I actually saw live, ladies and gentlemen. Not live, but I mean, I saw it unfold on TV. That's how old I am. That 99-yard run was Tony Dorsett just running past, like running and then outside and then boom, he's gone. This was Tony Dorsett meets beast mode, right? I mean, it was
yes,
it was like a it was like what you normally expect on a 7-yard knocking everyone over yes. thing. It was extraordinary. They were he stiff-armed AJ Bouye. He then
Very disrespectful stiff arm, too.
Very disrespectful. But then I thought it was worse for Leon Jacobs.
I actually agree, because he was right there. All you got to do is shove him out of bounds.
Also, Leon Jacobs is a linebacker.
Yes.
He's a linebacker. Right. And he threw him to the ground.
Yes.
It felt like WWE kind of thing there. And then Miles Jack, also a linebacker. He just kind of shrugged him off.
They killed him.
So it was... It was an unbelievable run. But he is not the answer for me if I am the Tennessee Titans. But it was an unbelievable run. It was a lot of fun. Also fun was Taylor Lewan last night on two different moments. Like it was really, considering it was a boring game, it was never in doubt. Right?
It was a degenerate special last night. Yeah. The only way you could enjoy that game is if you were gambling on it.
But Taylor Lewan's down on the field injured.
Just
an unreal the sky and the cam comes zooming in, and he flips it off.
Okay, so my brother and I were having a debate. My brother thinks he was grabbing something in his eye. To which I said, first off, he's wearing gloves. Like, that's not effective. If you're trying to get something out of your eye, you would take your gloves off. And you don't wipe something out of your eye with your middle finger.
No, you don't.
If you're trying to do the move where you're trying to give somebody the bird. That's
the only circumstance yes. in which you do that. But then the Jalen Ramsey thing.
Just
tremendous too. Jalen Ramsey, this sums up the entire Jag season, is that Jalen Ramsey comes into the year, the swaggering Jacksonville Jaguars, who nearly knocked off the Patriots, who were the team that was everyone feared, the new power in the AFC, with the caveat that they didn't have a quarterback. But still, the swaggering...
He was the best running quarterback that you didn't realize was a running quarterback.
Swaggering Jags, and Jalen Ramsey is calling everyone horrible, mm-hmm. basically saying every quarterback in the league can't play.
This guy sucks.
Jalen Ramsey is lightly...
Drew Brees isn't that good. He's okay, I guess.
Is lightly bumped. Was he on his hit list?
Yeah, Drew Brees is okay, I guess.
Lightly bumped, a little. They sort of knocked heads lightly by Taylor Lewan. And Jalen Ramsey goes down like the bath mat has slipped out from under him, flings himself to the floor, crumples to the floor.
Arms flailing.
And then... it was disgraceful on the part of Jalen Ramsey. But then, in a move of absolute brilliance, Taylor Lewan mimes playing the violin.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
I personally don't feel comfortable talking about the situation without knowing the health status of Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, do we know if he's okay?
Very sensitive.
Because, you know, I mean, there could have been head damage there. Player safety.
That's player safety. Okay.
The violin was great because it's not something that you immediately think of, but
it's very creative.
Yeah, I was like,
call.
That's a good
It was
take.
Awesome. It was great. It was fantastic. Also fantastic is Jason Smith. He's going to join us next. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Looking for a thoughtful, memorable gift idea? give someone a gift card to one of my favorite Memphis restaurants, Bounty on Broad. Do that, and you give them not just a thing, but an unforgettable experience. Bounty on Broad is a beautiful restaurant that makes you feel warm just to walk in the place. And the food is farm to table and exquisitely prepared. I've always loved the cornbread crusted fried oysters. It's one of my favorite dishes in all of Memphis. But I'm also crazy about the braised pork shank, the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs, the crispy Brussels sprouts, the creative drinks, the welcoming bar, and the sumptuous Saturday and Sunday brunch. The point is, give a gift certificate to Bounty on Broad and you're guaranteed to make someone happy this holiday season. Bounty also does private parties and has a special seasonal holiday menu. So give them a call at 410-8131. That's 410-8131. Or just stop by at 2519 Broad Avenue. Make someone's holidays merrier with a gift of Bounty on Broad.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Pep Boys has gifts for every driver on your list, but they're nearly impossible to wrap. Take a tire. You ever try to wrap one? Yeah, not so easy. Brake pads? Disaster. Exhaust system? A total Frankenwrap. So, the pros of Pep Boys invented the amazing shrinking gift kit. It can reduce tires, a battery, rotors, or even an oil change down to the size of a gift card. Just load the card with any amount you choose, and voila! Now it's easy to give any driver the gift they really wanted.
Joy to the drive. Only at Pep Boys.
See PepBoys.com for gift card details.
My name is Jessica Van Eyck, and I have been a Fraze customer for 8 years. I had a fire break out in the condo behind me. The system went off, and that alerted me. Not thinking, I ran out of the house without my phone, but thankfully, my security system had already called the fire station. I would recommend Fraze Protection because they ultimately saved my life. Without the security system, I wouldn't be here today.
For smart home security, choose local and call Fraze Protection today.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros. Fraze Protection.
Tennessee License 0268.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good.
Welcome to Mo's!
Enjoy fresh, made-for-you meals with today's Perks deal. $25 to Mo's Southwest Grill for only $15. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, you better get ready for a brand new day.
Sleepy Z's is the place to go if you need, honestly, if you need a mattress or if you need furniture. because it's called Sleep Disease Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellman, where you save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. That's why it has been named the best mattress store in Memphis in 2015, 16, 17, and 2018. It's a dynasty on the level of the Jason and John show. Sleep Disease carries the top name brand names, Serta Eye Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, complete line of Serta adjustable bases. They got a whole showroom full of furniture from Signer Design by Ashley Ann Benchcraft. You can make your own pillow there. How about that? We wouldn't want to make their own pillow. That's one maybe why they have an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. Nearly 500 positive reviews. They got all kinds of financing available up to 48 months. And if you mention, here's the secret. If you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, when you go into the store, you will get an additional 10% off anything in the store. Sleep Disease, located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue. It's right there, right next to Hollywood Feed. You can call the store, 692-6200, 692-6200. Sleep Disease by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm joined now by Jason Smith, who's weary from lugging John Martin around everywhere, carrying that show. Jason, how goes it?
Jeff, are you okay?
I'm okay.
I heard you had a fall this morning. Is everything okay?
It's like dealing with your elderly
you
parents.
Yeah, you know how like to deal with falls. Old people.
The yelling yeah, into his ear was so good. Like, that was so good.
It is dealing with your elderly
parents. Are you okay?
This morning. Yeah,
elderly parents.
All right, is there anything I can do for you?
Thank you.
And you have to slow it down, too. Like, make sure they can read you fast.
I would like some soup. If you could bring some soup over, that would be good.
Get you some hot soup.
And,
I'm sorry.
Tomato soup, right?
How old is your father?
He's 68.
He's 68. But isn't he, like, great shape? Like,
for a man that, you know, sins as much as he does. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. For a man that drinks and smokes as much as he does, yes. It's amazing the shape he's in.
He just
eats fish. He goes swimming now. Goes and, you know, catches his own fish.
He is a smoker? Has he always been a smoker?
And menthols, long-time smoker. Yeah, decades.
You know, my mom is 95, and she smoked her whole life. All she does now is because she can't walk without a walker. And I mean, I question old age. It doesn't seem fun. Various forms of old age some are better than others. Did you see Bob Dole get up? Did you see that video?
Yes,
which was incredible video.
Tremendous
video. Moving video of him getting up to literally salute. Yeah. War hero that Bob Dole. I mean, okay.
Makes you want to stand up and salute.
It makes you want to salute them both, right?
Yep.
But then you look at Bob Dole, I know. Did it look like a hat? I don't know.
It's a different kind of enjoyment, I guess, we've got to find, right? You're enjoying it. It's a different kind of, you know,
right,
sitting back and just breathing.
So
just breathing.
That's basically what it is.
Fun.
It's taking in the world. It's just,
yeah.
And so my mom, like, I don't mean to be too vivid here, but, like, she can't change her underwear. Like, she can't, she's too frail. She can't make a cup of coffee. She can't, she can sit and read books and smoke cigarettes
and talk to you.
Mom and she can talk.
Yes, about
and mom and dad have a drink, you know, most nights, and
that's
she can
cool.
eat.
Yeah.
And she can feed herself. Her mind is pretty good.
And still live through her sons and grandsons.
People come home and talk to her, whatever else.
Yeah.
But old age is not for sissies.
Well,
I will say that. It's
not. I give them credit. They're not falling down like you are. They got a check on them, brother.
Falling down on the job with the Doak Walker Award, last night. You came in here enraged.
Don't get me started. A man got robbed yesterday. A man's name's Daryl Henderson. Anthony Miller spoke up for all of us. NFL rookie, Chicago Bears stud, that we know who deserved the award. And he did. I know, because I got some last night. Well, you guys knew he plays in the Big Ten. He's a P5 guy. Look at his schedule.
You made an interesting point that his best games were against
Scrubs, New Mexico, 253. That's out of conference, obviously. Nebraska, a bad team, a rebuilding team, had 4 wins this year. He had 221. Tell me how great their defense was, Jeffrey. I mean, you look up and down. Now, I'll give him 101 against Michigan. I told you that before. Michigan defense was good until it played Ohio State there at the end of the year. But come on, 321 against a Purdue team that was, 6-6? I mean, that's a lot of this, you know, it wasn't just this gauntlet of offenses
Purdue,
that he
played. I think
played.
Purdue gave up 400 yards to Eastern Michigan on the ground. Let me double check on that.
He had 321 in that game and three touchdowns. It was his biggest game of the year. They were awful defensively, Purdue. Okay? So don't, I know. You get the benefit of the doubt when you're in the P5. If that's what you want to hang your hat on, that's fine. But Daryl Henderson is a better running back than the other two. Etienne as well from Clemson. The other guys don't catch passes out of the backfield. I showed you from my small TV breakdown of film earlier this year when I was showing you Daryl Henderson unselfishly blocking, putting guys, pancaking guys. He's a three-pronged back. He does it all, Jeff.
And he also happily shares the load with
another 1,000-yard rusher.
With another 1,000-yard rusher.
If he got all half of Big Pat's carries, he's already crushed D'Angelo's single-season school record. And he's up somewhere in outer space and not in the numbers.
What
aren't
you've
even
seen
close.
Is sort of historic,
he's
really,
stud,
from what he's
man.
Done this year.
And
it
he's
is.
the other thing, the folks that voted on this. I look, Phil Stukenborg used to have a vote. I looked the folks up, Jeff. I was so mad yesterday. Now Phil obviously works over at Memphis now. I imagine he doesn't. Ron Higgins has a vote. I want to track these people down. But my point is, you know, when we used to do, and this is a level down, but just, Mr. Basketball and all that, you'd pay attention to things too, like. Hey, senior, junior, that kind of thing. Hey, the other two guys are sophomores. Jonathan Taylor, the Clemson running back, Etienne, they're both sophomores. Daryl Henderson, it's likely his last year of college football. It was the right move. He's the better back. When you look at an eye test, he had the better numbers. He should have won the
people
award.
People don't think. They just they
look
they
at all
think
those writers on there.
The writers,
they just see. They just say, okay, he had 101 against Michigan. Well, they were a good defense. Man, he's playing a real schedule. We're going to give it to him. And plus, you know, you've got the 80 yards difference in rushing yards that he led the nation in. It was a lazy pick. Lazy pick.
That's exactly what it was. It was a lazy.
That's what it was.
A lazy pick. So that was unfortunate. Do you believe that? I'm going to ask Chris Harrington this too. Mike Conley's trying a different approach now. Normally he says, whatever. He says I'd like to make the All Star team, but this time he's fighting for himself. He's standing up for himself, and he's saying, "It bothers me. I want to make it. I should make it. Whatever." So the problem is you've got Russ. And you've got Steph, and you got Damian Lillard, and you got Harden. They're definitely going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Then you've got Clay.
Oh, yeah.
You got DeMar DeRozan. You've got Booker. Mm-hmm. And you've got C.J. McCollum. So you can pick, and Mike, you can pick two of those. I think Clay makes it, right?
Yeah.
And so that, and then you're down to one. So it's Mike, C.J. McCollum, DeMar DeRozan, or Devin Booker. I think he makes it this year. DeMar DeRozan scored 24 points a game.
I know we feel that way. I'm telling you who's not going to be on that list, but who's having, but will be soon, is De'Aaron Fox. He's coming.
He is coming.
But he's too young right now. I'm just worried there's going to be another one that we're leaving out, and that I know it feels like, I agree with Jeff, I agree with you, it feels like there's a groundswell this year.
What I'm saying is
nationally, they've picked up our story. This is the year Mike Conley should make it. But, brother, we get our hopes up every year.
What I'm saying is the awareness that you wanted to see.
But I like your point about Mike switching
around,
his approach.
The awareness that you like to see around Daryl Henderson is that you should be aware of the larger context that he's a junior, these guys are sophomores, if it's close, whatever.
Yeah.
I get the sense there actually is an awareness around Mike Conley.
There is.
That it's getting to be the end, that he's never made it, and in a weird way, the fact that he missed last year and the Grizzlies were so bad without him drives home
it's a good storyline.
Important he is. He's a great story.
It's a great storyline.
He's become
a
good story.
It's picked up nationally, and we love it. And that's why we feel like right now there's a pull for it, man.
And but coaches make the decision. That's the thing. Don't you think coaches will – like, isn't Mike Conley a – if it's close, isn't he a coach's kind of a guy?
Sure he is. He'll be one of the last guys on. If that's going to be the way it's going to go. He's going to have to be one of the last guys on when the coach is saying.
He would be the last guy.
And look, he's averaging 21 points, and he's got it back together now. He's rolling. He's playing at an all-star level. But it's still the West. And it's still, when it's picking time, it's still Mike Conley at the end of a long list of Western Conference guards.
You're just us and here in Memphis getting shafted.
The approach, I'm used to it. The approach works, though, because I'm glad. He should do this again with technical fouls. He should maybe get one, and maybe it changes the way. Because, look, what gets headlines in the NBA? Look at Kevin Durant talking. Look at all these guys talking about their feelings, about their issues. And that's what makes the headlines these days.
And the reason that people are more aware of the story is because he has decided to make people more
aware of it. And all of a sudden, these guys are getting the benefit of the doubt. out on the calls and all that. Mike should do that. I'd like to say that the way to go is to go when it comes to be a professional athlete all the time is to go high road, be quiet, just do it the Isaac Bruce way.
Right.
Well, Isaac Bruce ain't in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Terrell Owens is.
T.O., the guy that did the barking, is. So sometimes it's not the way to go. And at least in Mike's case, where you've done it that way for so long, hey, why not try something else? Why not? Why not go off on one of these riffs?
I think it's being helpful.
Because in that case, you're not doing it because you're a bad person. You're doing it because you're trying to change the flow. Those guys never give you a call. Maybe it works with this All-Star thing.
Okay, I read your very fine piece over at The Athletic on the Memphis Tigers and their win over South.
I like that. I mean, I thought it was an impressive win.
I thought it was an impressive win. Yeah,
I think I could hear it in Parrish's voice. He was impressed. I could hear it in your voice. You were impressed. It was genuine. Because you saw the growth. We saw what we'd said. Okay, Texas Tech, they look a little better now. If they could just put it all together. And I think in that game, other than allowing Jenkins to go off for the 35, he did have 8 turnovers that they turned into points. He gave some of those back. Other than that, they were solid. For the majority of that Texas Tech game, they had them scrambling. Then you go and play a South Dakota State team that everybody knows is going to make the tournament again. They've been the last 3 years, 5 out of the last 7. They're used to going. They've got 3 really good players, one that's one of the best college players in the country, Mike Dom, and that was Penny's thing. Okay, I'm tired of letting these star players get way above their averages. Let's stop Mike Dom. They hold him to, what, 18-4, which was the 4 points, the 4 rebounds was as low as rebounding total in 35 games. That's another thing they've improved on. We looked at him early and said, this team's going to get killed on the boards. Lately, they've been out-rebounding their opponents. You've seen the progression, to get back to the point. You've seen them grow. And are they going to go out and beat Tennessee? Probably not. But by the time this thing rolls around to Wichita State in January to start the conference schedule, this is going to be a tested team. It's probably going to pick up more wins than we think in conference play. It's a down year in the AAC. I still stick with that.
Is it?
Houston may be the best team.
Are you surprised? I mean, you've seen Penny coach before.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Is this what you expected? What struck me, honestly, in the press conference and in a lot of the press conferences, what struck me was how much the players quote Penny or talk about their interactions with Penny. Jeremiah Martin talked about this time his interactions with Penny, or Penny got in Isaiah Maurice's what and challenged him to be better. It seems like they hang on every word that he says is the impression I get. And I do think, like, I was never one of these people who said Penny's an AAU coach, he's going to roll out the ball, blah, blah, blah. There are things to be proven. He'd never coached at this level by definition,
no
right?
Question.
And so to me, it's interesting to see that it's affirming and reassuring to see the progress of the team broadly and then to see how much they clearly respect him.
I've been impressed by Penny because, to your point, I've watched him coach at the high school and the grassroots level. And I told you this before he got the job. I was saying it. I know Penny to be a great assembler of talent. I don't know yet, even after watching him, how good a coach he is. Okay, that's after watching him on both levels. Why? Because he'd get the best teams in the ground. I mean, nationally, he'd have the top-ranked team, even at East. And East, okay, you're winning the state championship. But Nash, he couldn't win the Peach Jam. He couldn't win it with some of the best talent, even when he went in as a favorite. So I had my own questions. The thing that the answers to me here at this level make me think, okay, he's on his way in terms of seeing the growth, not being just a stubborn guy thinks he knows it all, is that here's the thing. It's some of the examples you point out. When he's challenged Isaiah Maurice, that's coach Isaiah has responded, and he has the last couple of games. Stubborn coaches most of the time, or some of these coaches that just kind of amass the talent and just throwing the guys out there in the ball. If a guy's not getting the job done, what do? You X him out. He's at the end of the bench. You're probably not going to try him again. They've managed to pull something out of Isaiah Maurice. You remember you and me talking when he told you, no, actually, we're going to have a rim protector. I'm going to make something out of that. And it struck us because it's, well, we'll see about that.
Now, mind you,
he's never going to be a huge shot blocker, but my point is Isaiah Maurice responded. When he challenged Jeremiah Martin, right, when Jeremiah's doing the shots before the game and Penny's over there working out, he tells him, man, you got to work harder. You've been going hard, but you got to be better. Jeremiah responds the other night, getting back to the basket. You've seen it with Tyler. Hey, you can't just affect the game with your shooting. You've seen him now running into passing lanes late and using that speed to create trend. I'm seeing guys
grow. He was really pesky.
Yes, he was pesky on defense. And so now you're seeing, okay, Tyler's affecting the game in another way other than his three-point shooting. So you're seeing growth from players. Well, that's Penny getting through to him. That's coaching when you can pull it out of him. instead of just saying, okay, this guy ain't going to make it, he's out of the rotation.
Is there a rotation yet?
It's getting there. You can tell who's out of it.
Well, he's out of it because he's hurt right now.
I know, he's got a little bit of a...
But, like, how is... Well, where is... What's the deal with Parks? What's the deal with Antoine Jones?
Those are weird because those... Parks and Isaiah seem to be in the rotation for a half, and then they drop out, typically. He loves him some Rainier Thornton. Like, I've been all over that all year long now. Rainier showed why this past game. I've been tough on him, but I think he had 6 offensive rebounds. He's getting tip backs.
Right.
He's so versatile. I think that's why Penny likes him at 6'6". He can guard the 3, the 4. You know, you can put 4 guards around him.
He sticks with him and has stuck with him in a way he does not with Mike Parks.
That 1-4-guard lineup with him in the middle against, you know, Big 12 teams, Oklahoma, you know, those kind of teams, Rainier's not a good enough rebounder. Sometimes they get a little – but – he's shown that he can be effective. And Penny, again, to another point, he's getting some out of him. Look, you know, we'll figure out the rotation. Again, what are you, 8 games in?
Right.
But, again, I point to, okay, look at the growth of some of these guys. Look at them closing out a game against a NCAA tournament team, we think, in South Dakota State. And what you hope for is a crisp effort against UAB this weekend. Then you got, 7 days to prepare for Tennessee, and you hope not to get embarrassed there. I don't think any of us feel like right now they'll go in and get embarrassed at this point.
Yeah. Alo was better. Are you worried about him?
But No. I heard you and John, and you're right. I mean, shooting-wise, he's not even close.
Not close.
But I saw a guy sort of getting his confidence back, and I saw him, you know, he finally gets on the podium after a game.
It was the first time he got on the podium.
It's the first time he's getting to answer some questions. And I'm sure he's questioning himself. He's like, man, you know, I know I'm a distributor and all that kind of thing, but all these other guys are getting all the ink and all that stuff. And, hey, I'm coming over here as a Mr. Basketball Finalist, too. Those kids, especially the ones that are just coming in and getting used to this. And so that night, though, even though, you know, what was he, 5 of 12 or something? It wasn't awful.
He got in the lane.
I saw a guy getting in the lane, taking the shot. The only time I saw him hesitate was on a 3 early in the game. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you probably think you're going to miss that shot. That's why I'd rather see you take it when you're open. And that's how you get that confidence. But I saw a guy whose confidence was starting to grow. That'll be a good thing. Penny's clearly
loves him.
Not going to put him on the bench or shorten his minutes. He's playing through this.
All right. Jason, thank you very much.
Appreciate you,
we look forward to listening to your show. Sheldon Mack's going to be on. Is that right? You got Sheldon Mack on today. In the meantime, let me tell you about Cooper Systems. It is the place to go for all of your computer needs and the place to go in this holiday season if you don't want to pay the prices and deal with the chaos at a big box store. You can go to Cooper Systems, get all the brands you would get anywhere else. You can get Apple, you can get Dell, you can get Hewlett-Packard, you can get Toshiba, you can get Lenovo, and you'll do it. You'll be buying from a place that has been serving Memphis customers for more than 30 years and where there's real people to help you, like real people with names you know. You walk in. It's just we think now at a computer store you're just going to walk in and see and have to look at the person's name tag and they won't be there next time you visit and whatever. Lilo and Cooper, they're always there. They will help you. They will help you find the right computer for your needs and your price range. And then if you have questions, they will answer them. If you take it home and have further questions, they will pick up the phone and talk to you. Apple literally refers people to Cooper Systems to do repairs when they can't be bothered with them. The Apple Store does. It's a sensible place to buy your computer because it's a helpful place. And plus, you'll pay less. And you'll have more in your pocket during this holiday season. So go, you can call Lee and Lauren Cooper, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah Office Park. We got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery Holiday Instant Games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know, the lottery? Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
J.J. Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen. Ow! 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 So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium and pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger Deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, we're going to be joined by Chris Harrington here in just a little bit. Cliff, coaching carousel continues to. Has Jeff Collins, by the way, been formally announced, accepted? Where is the?
It appears Jeff Collins is headed to.
Every time, by the way, that Jeff Collins gets a gig, people think that I've gotten the gig.
Because it's GEO with a C.
Yeah, it's Collins as opposed to Calkins. It's GEOFF. I love to see other Jeffs do well. And
he wears capri pants.
What?
Yeah. He wears like pants with elastic on them. And like, so you can see like his.
Where's he from?
I first ran into him when he was the defensive coordinator for Mississippi State. Then he went to Florida. That's a great question. Through the power of the internet.
Most Jeffs. Well, Jeff Bodine was a.
He's from Conyers, Georgia. He played at Western Carolina. He was a linebacker. His coaching stops include Western Carolina, Franklin High School in North Carolina, Fordham.
It takes a special kind of parent to name their kid Jeff with a G. It's not the obvious move.
It's a courageous move.
The famous Jeffs out there. What happens is what you're dooming your son to is being called G-off throughout, or Goff, or Goof, or whatever else. The most famous Jeffs, and one of them, sadly, is no longer. I don't even know if Jeff Bodine's alive anymore, but no one knows about. No, do you even know who he is?
The driver?
Yeah, okay, yeah. But he doesn't drive anymore, so he's not really relevant.
Correct.
Okay? Jeffrey the Toys R Us giraffe.
Indeed.
And Toys R Us.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Poor Jeffrey. Like, this is... And then the other one. I always used to say Jeffrey like the Toys R Us giraffe.
Yep.
Like Bodine. But now both of those people, that's irrelevant. And then the only other one that people really know is Chaucer.
Of course.
A Jeffrey Chaucer also. And he's timeless.
Of course.
Jeffrey, the Canterbury Tales. We all read when we're youths. And those are like
the only thing I remember about the Canterbury Tales is was it the knight that farted? That's literally.
I'm sure the knight he did a fart.
Yes, that's true. I remember. I do remember being in ninth grade and just laughing like hysterically.
We will research the knight farting during the break. In the meantime, you enjoyed the. But the significance of it is that to me was the last job that Mike Norvell seemed. To have the potential to take. They're practicing today. The University of Memphis football team is practicing. Mike Norvell, I expect him to be there. And I actually...
I expect him to be available.
I expect him to be available. And I expect him to... I think there's a fair likelihood he'll say, oh, yes, of course I'm going to be here next year.
Mm-hmm. I felt that all along. I've always targeted next year as more of a year.
I know you've been saying this all along. But if that was, to me, the last sort of... I mean, Kansas State's still out there, right?
Yeah,